Well, good morning.
Good morning.
We want to welcome everybody on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost. And yes, I did catch my typo in the bulletin, but it was too late. But we are so glad that you are all here today, and we want to welcome all of you. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad in it. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about from one of our Psalms, always one of my favorite things to look at, is who can we turn to in times of trouble? So as we begin, let's stand together and join in singing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together for our call to worship there in the bulletin. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised.
We give thanks to God, whose wonders are amazing.
God is near to all of us.
We will not fear to call upon the Lord.
Come, let us praise God who walks with us daily. Well, let's join together there. You can turn into your hymn books to hymn number 76, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. For the beauty of the earth, we're singing three verses there. All five this morning. Together there for our opening prayer this morning. Redeeming God, We give thanks for being our shelter in the storms of life. Come and heal our lives this day. Open our hearts to receive your words of hope and joy, that we may be your faithful servants in this world, which you have loaned to us. Amen. And you may be seated. In our next hymn there is hymn number 553, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. And we're going to be singing all three verses there, or you can sing along on the PowerPoint. Kids to come down this morning, if they would make their way. Good morning. We have a couple more coming. Anybody else coming? Okay, that's fine. Caroline. That's all right. Sometimes they don't always want to come down. So how are you guys doing this morning? Good. So have you ever built a fort in your bedroom or in your house before? Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes we always use chairs, and we would turn them, you know, so the back was there, and then we put like a blanket, like you were saying, around it, and then we could hide under there. And now, why did you build those for? Ooh, okay, movie night. So would you watch it underneath the fort? Like on an iPad or something like that? Okay. Yeah. So a lot of times I remember when we would build those forts, we found that was like our protection. you know, where somebody couldn't get us, or if they were chasing us, when we got to our fort, they couldn't come in and get us or whatever. Kind of protected under there.
Oh, yes, exactly.
It could be a base for tag, yes. Yes, we always had those kind of places that were kind of the safe places that keep us safe. Well, our reading today is coming from a passage out of Psalm 17. And there it says, "My vindication comes from you. Let your eyes see what is right." So that big word vindication means that God, the psalmist is saying, God, you're the only one that can let everybody else know that I was right and not wrong. So, you know, if you've ever, has anybody ever accused you of something at school and you didn't do it? Or maybe sometimes, you know what, we make mistakes. I did this once. I did it a couple times where I thought a certain student was doing something and it wasn't them, it was another student. And so I got on the one student. Sometimes teachers miss what's always going on in class. But if somebody's ever accused you of doing something wrong, and you're like, I didn't do it. Now, one time, I'm going to tell a little story here. It's not very long. One time, I got accused by my dad. I was probably about your age of doing something that I didn't do, my cousins did. But I got in trouble for it. And I was so frustrated and angry at my dad because of that. But I don't know if my dad ever found out who really did it. But the psalmist, that's happening in the psalmist. In Psalm 17, somebody is accusing the psalmist of doing something that he or she didn't do. So instead of getting angry at the person, he goes and talks to God and say, Lord, you're the one that will set everything right. I may have said I was innocent and nobody's listening, but you are the one that can make that right and make the truth. And so may your eyes watch over us so that what is right will come out. And in the rest of that psalm, it talks about how we, like our fort that we build, we go in there and be protected and safe, that in God's presence, it's kind of like a fort where we can go to God and talk to God. And in those moments, we know we're safe because God knows the truth. And God will vindicate us. God will cause us to be in the right. And so, because sometimes, let me ask you this. I don't know if this has ever happened to you. Chase told me he did this once. So one time, somebody did something to Chase in class. So Chase turned around and kind of got back at them. Guess what? The teacher didn't see what the kid did to Chase, but the teacher saw what Chase did to the kid. He got busted, so to speak. And he's like, Dad, they did it, but they didn't see them, and he got busted. And that's why the psalmist tells us, don't try to take things into your own hands. Because sometimes when we do, we get busted. But we're to take it to God and let God work it all out. Okay? And then we can trust in God to make it okay. All right, you guys can go on downstairs this morning. And we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern this morning. We want to let our teenagers, they can go on down also this morning for our class, for their class this morning. All right, joys or concerns. Somebody want to head down? They're still trying to get some of the kids to go down this morning. Somebody want to share a joy or concern this morning? Yes.
We have a joy. Tomorrow is Mom and Dad's 63rd wedding anniversary.
63rd, yes. Congratulations. Yes. They've, go ahead. Ah, okay. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Some of those things can be very precious. Yes, indeed. Someone else. I saw a couple other hands. Go ahead. Okay, I got about 1/4 of those, so I need, okay, so you mentioned people that had passed away. What is the last name?
Cron.
Cron?
Cron.
Okay. And I got Sheila. I didn't hear the name of the person that's full of cancer and has heart issues.
Ernie
Hagelin. Oh. Okay.
Anita Wood's son, Drew
Rayburn passed away.
Okay, so the Rayburn family. Okay. All right. So we want to remember those today. All of those. For Ernie, Sheila, Cron, and Rayburn family. Someone else. Yeah. Okay. Unspoken. Someone else this morning. Yeah.
Lisa Wells. She's my friend. She has some heart issues. They sent all the testing finally up from COVID and COVID. And it's not what they want. So now we got to go to Cleveland and have all the testing done over. So that puts her even farther behind.
Okay, so we want to remember Lisa in our prayers then this morning with the heart issues. I saw a couple hands over here. Yeah. Okay, so we want to remember Bev in our prayers. She's going to have that done. Someone else? Anybody else? Yeah.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken.
We've been praying for Mike Kane. He's on our monthly. He got his 5-year cancer free good report.
Oh, thank God for that.
For
yes, yes.
So, but he's still having back issues, and he still has got a little touch of pneumonia.
Okay.
So they're trying to clear that up so he can maybe have his back surgery. And Brother Mike.
Have you heard any more? I haven't heard on whether they're going to, what they're going to do next on his heart.
I see him Thursday, and he has a really hard time. He had run out to printing place, and when he came back, he was gray. So
ooh, that's not
he
good.
Sat down, you know, and rested. He got his color back in his pink cheeks again. So he.
That's not good. Okay. So appreciate your prayers for my brother Mike.
Melanie said that's the next step, but with that break, you know, to get through the scar tissue, so I don't think they actually know yet either.
Okay. Yeah, that last I had heard, they were waiting to figure out what they were going to do. So, yeah. Someone else. Yeah.
Larry Hoover family.
she's always, Kathy runs that now, she's been good. Larry called me last week and wanted some caramels. I took him down to him last Saturday and visited with him for about an hour, and he just about talked my leg off. Tuesday he died.
Okay.
I don't know what happened, but he was taking radiation, and it was really making him sick.
Okay.
And his wife was really in bad shape. I don't think she's going to be able to stay there by herself. She was there too, but she can't get her heart to get around. So we need some prayers for her too.
What is her first name?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
Okay. Okay. So. Appreciate prayers for Chase. Friday night at basketball practice, he went in to make a move down the middle of the court. He was going to dump it off to somebody, and he saw wide open. And when he got into the middle of everybody, he sprained his ankle. We are thankful that it was not broken. They did do an x-ray of it. It was fine, but he's going to be on crutches for a day or two. She said as it starts easing up and it doesn't feel as bad, he can start putting more pressure on it. And hopefully it'll only be a week. That's what she's saying, the doctor. So appreciate your prayers for him. I think he's going to be a little bummed because he's going to miss the first scrimmage on Thursday for seventh grade basketball. Anybody else then before we go to prayer this morning? Appreciate your prayers for Jill. They cut short her third round because she just could not handle it anymore. And just a lot of different issues going on there. And also, I was hoping maybe we'd get to see Jim, but I got a call this week that Jim had to go back in. He's gone in several times for this. And I think part of it is because of everything that has happened, he can't get out and move and be as active as he needs to be. He's having fluid that keeps building up periodically on his lungs, around his lungs and everything. So he had to go in this week and have that drained off again. And so appreciate your prayers for him. And definitely he needs that. So as all those that have been mentioned, quite a few names, if some of those names jump out at you today, I encourage you to pray for those and maybe something that you couldn't share as we go to prayer now and as she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Pause this morning, we're just grateful, so thankful as we enter this season of Thanksgiving and want to be able to spend the month just taking the time, not only just the month, but even our very livelihood of just being able to give thanks and being thankful and grateful people. And I know sometimes we face difficulties and issues and situations that sometimes can dampen that. And we just pray that through this month here, as we reflect and think and sing hymns about thanks and talk about it in various ways, that you would work in our hearts and always remind us how important it is to be thankful. And Lord, we are very thankful that we can turn to you and lift up the names of people that are struggling, that are hurting, that are facing trouble and situations right now. And we know that we can turn to you. So we lift them up. We lift up Jim to you today, God, asking for your healing touch. We pray for Sheila today that's still battling these effects of COVID, Lord, for your healing touch. We pray for Ernie today, God, for your healing touch. We pray for Mike with battling this pneumonia. Lord, we ask for your healing touch. We pray for Lisa with these heart issues, Lord, that you would extend your healing touch. We pray for Bev as she's going in for surgery this week and to put tubes in, God, that you will guide and direct and work through that all out. We pray for my brother Mike, Lord, that you will continue to give the doctors wisdom as to what to do and how to fix all of that. And we pray for strength for his heart, Lord, and your healing touch for his body. Lord, we lift up Chase to you, God, with his sprained ankle. Lord, thank you that it was not something very serious. We pray for a speedy recovery so that he can get his full strength back and be able to join all of his buddies to play. And Lord, we lift up the Cron and Rayburn family. And I believe there was one about the Hoover family, God, Lord, with these loss of these loved ones, God, for your grace, your peace, your strength. We pray for the Hoover wife, Lord, who's having health and strength issues, God, that you will just minister to her. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, we lift up these two unspoken needs today. Lord, you know what those are, and we ask that you would meet those needs. And Lord, we continue to lift up every one of those names, Lord. I can't name them all, but all those names that we pray for each month, that so many of our people here do every month, God, we lift them up to you and ask for your healing touch, your grace, your protection, your hand to be with them in strength, Lord. And we thank you for all of those things. We lift up Jill to you this morning, God, that you will just give her supernatural strength as they are trying to get her strength back. We lift up Jim to you this morning, Lord, who needs that healing touch and strength there. God, we thank you for all of these. And Lord, we just ask that your blessing will be upon the rest of our time as we gather together to worship you. May you bless our time as we break the bread of your word this morning. May it feed our souls and our spirits and encourage us when we go through hard times and face difficult times, that you will be with us and that we know that we can always turn to you. And Lord, if there's somebody here today, maybe they mentioned it during their prayer time there privately, Lord, a need that they came in with today, something they couldn't share. God, I just ask that you would work and move in that situation by your grace and your hand, as only you can do. And we're grateful and thankful for all of those things now as we lift it up to you in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. And thank God for his peace that just passes all understanding. I'm sensing that again. I don't know if maybe I'm just attuned more, but right now I'm just grateful for that. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today. Thank you so much for your faithfulness and how God is just so faithful in our lives and blesses us in so many ways so that we can be a blessing. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Amen. Well, let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. We give thanks, O God, and rejoice as we bring our treasure, enriching the community in this place and the community outside. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from one of our lectionary psalms. In fact, there happens to be two of them today. One of them, Psalm 145, is listed as one of the verses on the front of your bulletin today. But the other one is from Psalm 17, and we're going to be reading verses 1 through 9, and you can follow along on the PowerPoint there this morning. Listen to what's right, Lord. Pay attention to my cry. Listen closely to my prayer. It's spoken by lips that don't lie. My vindication comes from you. Let your eyes see what is right. You have examined my heart, testing me at night. You've looked me over closely, but haven't found anything wrong. My mouth doesn't sin. But these other people's deeds, I have avoided such violent ways by the command from your lips. My steps are set firmly on your paths. My feet haven't slipped. I cry out to you because you answer me. So tilt your ears towards me now. Listen to what I'm saying. Manifest your faithful love in amazing ways, because you are the one who saves those who take refuge in you, saving them from their attackers by your strong hand. Watch me with the very pupils of your eye. Hide me in the protection of your wings, away from the wicked who are out to get me, away from my deadly enemies who are all around me. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. I just love stories about children and their innocence, so I have one here for you this morning. A little boy was walking down a dirt road after church one Sunday afternoon when he came to a crossroads where he met a little girl coming from the other directions. "Hi," replied the little girl. "Where are you going?" asked the boy. "I've been to church this morning and I'm on my way home," answered the little girl. "I'm also on my way home from church." "Which church do you go to?" said the little boy. "I go to the Methodist church back down the road." The little one replied, "Well, what about you?" "I go to the Lutheran church at the top of the hill." Well, they discovered that they were both going the same way. So they decided to walk together. They came to a low spot in the road where spring rains had partially flooded the road. Not very deep, but deep enough. So they came to a low spot in the road where they decided that they were going to cross over to the other side without trying to get very wet. The little girl said, "If I get my Sunday dress wet, my mom's going to skin me alive." Well, the little boy replied, "My mom's going to tan my hide if I get my new Sunday suit wet." "So I'll tell you what I think," said the little girl. "I'm going to take my clothes off and I'm going to hold them on top of my head and I'm going to kind of go through the water." And the little boy goes, "You know what? That's a good idea. I'm going to do the same thing." So they both undressed and they went through the water and they came out on the other side and they were drying off and they started to put their clothes on. When the little boy finally remarked, he said, "You know what? I never realized before just how different there is between Methodists and Lutherans." A prayer for help this morning. A prayer for God's help. Let me ask you a question this morning. I'm going to ask you several of them, really, to think about it. Have you ever been wronged or falsely accused of something? Have you ever been treated unfairly, although you had not done anything wrong? Have you ever been purposely harassed or humiliated? You know, it's a sad but undeniable fact that some people want to intentionally harm others for various reasons. The ugliness inside of them comes in various forms, as we have seen lately, into our politics or into workplaces or schools or sometimes our homes or other situations that arise. And my question for us this morning is, who can we turn to in such times? Now, obviously, from our reading today, the psalmist is in trouble, or at least surely believes that he or she is facing some trouble, some enemies, and whatever's going on. We don't know exactly what's happening there. But the psalmist turns to God in those times. And I think as we think about it this morning, I think the psalmist shows us how to turn to God also in those times. So let's look at that there this morning. And I want to just cover two things real quickly this morning as we kind of see how we can turn to God in such times. Because I have faced times where I had been accused of some things and so forth and so on. And I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't do anything wrong. You know, and sometimes we don't always get the answers we want in this life. People make mistakes, as I was sharing with kids. Sometimes people get falsely accused, and all you got to do is go back through history, and we know how bad it can get at times. But still, how do we respond in those situations? And as I looked at it this week, I want to say a couple things here that I want us to focus on. First of all, it begins with a cry to be heard. A cry to be heard. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt unheard? Maybe. And no, this would never happen. You were trying to talk to your spouse, and their mind was 1,000 miles away and on something else, and you just could not get their attention for a moment. Or maybe you were talking to your kids and they were all playing or doing whatever and they just was not listening. You know, it's not surprising, and I think we've all been there before, that there's times when we feel like God is not listening. And I don't believe that's the case, but it can feel that way. And here's what I want you to see. Don't be afraid to cry out to God. Don't be afraid to do that. Psalm 17 begins with a cry of distress, an urgent plea to God to hear. I mean, in fact, not only that, but Lord, hear me. Pay attention. Listen closely and help me in this situation. And the psalmist seems to imply that I'm innocent in all of this and I need you to vindicate me. Work it all out. Let me be shown to be in the right and let them know that I was telling the truth the whole time. The psalm reminds us to take our concerns and our cares to our Heavenly Father, who Jesus told us cares for us. He said it this way. Doesn't God care for the lilies of the field and the birds of the air? In fact, sees every one of them that falls? How much more will God care for you? God does care. And I think this psalm encourages us to take those frustrations, those feelings, all of that we're feeling in that moment and bring it before God. And not only that, don't be afraid to cry out to God, but then be hopeful in your plea to God or for God to make a way. The psalmist, if you read down through there, the psalmist is hopeful in spite of being falsely accused. Hopeful because the psalmist knows God sees what is right even in life's tests. Now, I want to say something about that for a second here. Because the word that is used here for facing tests, or the expression, I should say, is an expression that means refining gold or silver. Now, I don't know if anybody has ever met somebody that worked in a foundry. Foundries are hot, dirty places, and the temperature is usually ungodly because they are trying to melt down metals of various kind to form it into something. And the idea here is that when we go through the tests of life, in other words, the temperature is turned up on us. I mean, tests and the struggles and tests of life, don't they seem to bring up the temperature in your life? They do in mine. I don't know if you're like me, but the temperature goes up. And so when they purify gold and silver and minerals, they turn up the temperature. And what happens when they do? All the impurities in that metal rise to the surface. And then what do they do with it? They skim it off and get rid of it so that that gold and silver could be more pure. Well, the idea here that the psalmist says is that when I face the tests of life, it's almost as if the psalmist is saying, God, you're there with me in those, and you're using those tests to purify me. Now, in this instance, the psalmist says that I've gone through the tests and you found me innocent, pure, right. But oftentimes God uses, we face the tests of life so that those things inside of us that are not like God, not like Jesus, can come to the surface. And when do they usually, how do they usually come out? Through our mouths and through our actions. And what happens is God is wanting to purify us. And notice what the psalmist says. Be hopeful in the midst of that. I have been hopeful that God is going to set things right. And when we face those times, even if God uses those times to purify us, that God will still set things right. And notice what the psalmist says there. Show me the wonders of your unfailing love when I'm going through that. Because going through the difficulties of life is not fun, is it? We all know that. So show me your wonders, Lord. Show me the wonders of your unfailing love. Extend your love. Extend your grace. Extend your mercy. I need your help. It all begins with a cry to be heard. And then it leads to a cry for protection. A cry for protection. The psalmist here introduces two of the most amazing images for God's unfailing love that keeps us through the difficulties and trials and tests of life. First thing there is keep us precious in your sight. Keep me as the apple of your eye. What's the apple? Does anybody know? What's the apple? What's the apple of our eye? Our pupil. Our pupil. The very center of our eye. Now, if you're like me, I can get hit. I can get smacked. But I don't want to get hit in the eye. And my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law both have a eye condition where they have to go in two or three times a year and have a needle stuck right into the center of their eye. I don't even know. You'd have to give me some Valium or something to be able to have that done. Because no part of the body is more sensitive. You can probably tell me, they say you can do that and it doesn't hurt. Is that true? I don't know. Well, that's probably with drops, don't they? Yes, yes. But that just seems scary because, you know, if you've ever got poked, you know, it hurts. Because, you know, and the eye is more precious, more tender, more carefully guarded than anything else. In fact, the Hebrew here literally says, when it's talking about the pupil of the eye, it says the daughter of the eye. I found that interesting. And my first thought is, whoa, wait a minute. I have daughters. And they're precious to me. And I will protect them. And I think the idea is, when it's talking about that, it's what is most precious? It's that eye. It's interesting, in Deuteronomy, Israel is called the apple of God's eye. Do you know you are the apple of God's eye? Do you know you are precious in God's sight? It's almost as if the psalmist is saying, Lord, don't ever let us out of your sight. We are precious to you. Watch over us and keep us as you did for Israel. And then the next image there that comes across is hide us in the shelter of your presence. Or as it says there in most of our readings, under the shadow of your wings. Hidden from those who would try to do us harm. Just like a mother eagle hides her eaglets under her wings to protect them. Or a mother bird of any kind. That's the description there of God being like that mother bird who watches over us and protects us. And we are kept safe. We are hidden in God's presence. Do you know there have been a couple times in my life where either out of something stupid I did or whatever else, I prayed, Lord, protect me and hide me. Because we all face times when in life where either through choices or through decisions or through immediate reactions in situations that were probably not so Christ-like. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want that to go everywhere. Because I don't want your name to be hindered. And we are kept when we are hidden, hide us in your presence. Now, maybe you're facing a difficult situation today. Maybe you're struggling to know how God sees you. Maybe you don't know you are the apple of God's eye, or that God has you covered or hidden. Let me say this, and I want you to hear this morning. God keeps us and has us covered because of God's great love for us. Just like your great love for your children or your grandchildren or any of them. That's all. Nothing more. We don't have to do something special to make God love us and be willing to do those kind of things. And that is more than enough to quiet our restless hearts and calm our anxious fears. When I was a teenager, going to a church in Sydney, we used to sing this little chorus. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wing. Keep thy hand upon me, lest I die. Oh, keep me, Jesus, as the apple of my eye. I love it, and Carla, I looked everywhere to try to find it. Keep me, Jesus, as the apple. And it's just a simple chorus, and it's exactly what the psalmist is saying to us today. A prayer for God's help. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go ahead and we're going to get ready and close out. You'll be able to talk to one another and greet one another downstairs. We want to invite you to stay for our fellowship hour today. But we're going to go ahead and we're going to stand. And you can turn in your hymn book to 166. Or you may remember this from VBS or Sunday school when you were growing up. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Let's sing that as we get ready to close out this morning. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Well, let's join together there for our benediction this morning. Go in peace to serve God in all we do. May the love of God, abundance through Jesus Christ, freely given to us, be with us all our days. Amen. Amen.